USA Chat with Sat, July 25th, 2023.
Hi everyone.
Hi Sat, and welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome, everyone. I'm very glad to have this time, all of us together. I hope that we will have really, without any hesitation, sharing anything you guys want to do. Let's take advantage of these 30 minutes.
Sachin, this is Farnaz. And after your talk in Thai Center, I want to share something. I put my hand on my heart a couple of days ago, and I noticed about abundance, that how much abundance you brought to our life, my life, my family's life, and it's abundance of love, abundance of wisdom you gifted to us, and genuineness of people who you gathered around us in the community, even the purity of nature, safety, our surroundings, genuine people, and the list goes on and goes on. But I noticed how much abundance we have, and noticing, recognizing, appreciating of it is so helpful and important for me. I just want to express my gratitude. Thank you for everything.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's gratitude, like we all know by now. It is a very powerful habit out of love. It's really a remarkable that we are all doing it. As you all know, when you abundance comes with a feeling of okayness and gratitude and an open heart, and all of us are noticing the birds, the trees, the water, the wind, each other, flowers, so much more than before. And that's the appreciation that it's just put everything that we are in one category, and that is gratitude. And it's not lip service. We really, really feel it in our heart, that there is a movement, there is excitement, there is a recognition. I'm very glad that we all doing that more and more and more.
Hi, Sat, this is Nilu. I wanted to share something in the same area of gratitude. This morning, I was leaving the house, and as I was getting my keys and everything, a very garbage and fine. And I was like looking at it and thinking, where did this come from? And as I was trying to like leave the house, all of a sudden, honest to God, I was just reminded of gratitude. It wasn't even something I reminded myself. It was as if gratitude came. And I just stopped and I put my hand on my heart before I leave. And I really meant it. I really meant my gratitude. And I left. And it was gone. It was just gone. It was just like poof. So I just wanted to share that. And thank you so much for all of this.
Amazing. It's just really, really amazing to see that satisfaction is a result of gratitude. A person that is dissatisfied because they do not send gratitude out to themselves. The reason I asked to put your hand in your heart, because we all know where home is and we receive it in the core of our being rather than, you know, gratitude for a beautiful tree and a gratitude for this and gratitude for that. We all send it back to the source. And to me, that's very effective.
Salam Sajjan, this is Gopi. Again, as always, we are so honored and we are so lucky to have you and join us on this chat. I just want to share something and at the end ask you if that makes sense. This is along what you said and, you know, Nilu commented also in gratitude. This is what I have recently realized by practicing and you know, experience, that a true surrender or contentment or gratefulness or trusting the promise or even true understanding is when my mind is empty and I feel or experience the oneness. Basically, when I'm in the state of being, when I'm in the moment at the feet of my guru, you, the presence. All these really functioning or whatever we say at the state of being, not verbally, other than that, is only doing or saying, you know, of the mind. And then when that realization came to me, I immediately put my hands on my heart and stay in the silence for a while with such deep gratitude and everything and joy, really. Just want to share that with you and ask you if it makes sense. Thank you so much, and I love you so much.
Well, gratitude has to be developed. When we started saying when you are not happy, be happy. When you can't smile, smile. When you can't dance, dance. What it really means, even if you are not, you have nothing to be grateful to, when you put your hand on your heart and you say thank you, I promise you the picture will change, because the mind changes. That groove of imprisonment breaks, the door opens. So it's not just when the mind is calm, when we are peaceful, because there is nothing to say at that time. The gratitude is really an art of living for day to day, for ordinary lifestyle, for work, for responsibility, whatever we do. When there is a thought of lack, or I don't have, or I need to have, or I want to have, or something ugly shows up, when this habit of turning around the whole picture by realizing that the home is not separated from us, that we are not as bad condition as we think we are, only the mind is suggesting that, then we become a master of the situation just by changing the view.
Hi, Sajjan. This is Zoya. Thank you for these conversations. It is my highlight of the week or whatever you call it. I just wanted to share something. The other day I was home. I live in on a 22nd floor of the urban, you know, older building, and the fire alarm went off. I was just laying down on bed and just, you know, watching something about nature. I don't even remember. At the beginning, I thought I should just, you know, gather my purse. And then I realized that, you know, the elevators are not good because they stop working. And I'm not able to get down 22nd floor by the steps. And all of a sudden, I was so calm. I lay down and, you know, just started watching. It may sound silly to some people, but as if it was nothing happening. I could hear all the doors slamming and people. But anyway, to me, it was nothing because there was an amazing, amazing feeling of no matter what, there is no end to me. No fire, no water, nothing, you know. Death, it was meaningless. It is all meaningless. It's been for a while. But to be in that situation, really, it was so amazing how calm I was. And all I did was I went to my husband's room, which is on the other side of the apartment, and knocked at the door. And I said, because he was asleep, I said, "Do you hear the alarm?" He said, "No, I'm asleep." And I said, "Okay, go back." And I came back, and this went on for almost 45 minutes. And then it stopped. Believe it or not, Satjan, the whole 45 minutes, I was so much into watching animal channels. That's, you know, I thought that was some experience. I normally don't share much, but this one, I thought maybe is worthy of sharing. And thank you for you, and thank you for teaching, because it takes away all the obstacles that I used to be who I was, everything that I thought I was. Before this teaching, before you, I realized they were nothing but obstacles. Nothing more than obstacles, because I was none of them.
Yeah.
Thank you for my children, because I never hear them sound happy. I never heard them so sound happy. You know, all my life, no matter what they did, how much they had, how much they got forward in this worldly thing, they were never happy. But every time I talk to them, they're so happy. All of my children, including my in-laws, all seven of them. And it is all because of you. And I love you.
Thank you, Zoya-chan, for sharing. That was beautiful, beautiful. And how many people can just lay in bed and watch Animal Channel when the fire alarm is going off? That's the best way of giving up. It is a surrender by the virtue of the sound. That's beautiful. Thank you.
This is Radha. I also wanted to share about gratitude. It's so funny that everybody is sharing that today. This practice for me has been so transforming, to put my hand on my heart and say thank you every time I remember it or in the face of what seems like a bad situation. And then recently you were talking and you said something along the lines of, when you say I don't have, then you don't have whatever it is. But when you admit that you have, then you have everything. And recently, the last 2 days, whenever a thought comes that has lack in it, and most of them I see do, whether it's a thought of me or my children that says like something is wrong or something is missing, and little things, I don't even mean big things, I put my hand on my heart and I say thank you. And I feel like those little thoughts have decreased and they don't have any, they don't have the power or the reality that they did even 48 hours ago. And I wanted to share that with you and thank you for this treasure, this way of living that is freeing. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, like I was saying to Gopi, when there is any unpeaceful thought, you know, the humanity thing, they should be grateful when there something happened that they wanted it, that the desire is fulfilled, or something turned out the way they wanted it to turn out. And that is a trade, meaning that I give thank because I got this. But the most powerful is the way you just said it, the way you practice it, is like I said just a few minutes ago, is art of living, meaning that anytime there is a discomfort or something happened in your life that you didn't expect and is bothering you, that is the time to really drop that nonsense aside. Because what will happen will happen. So we drop it aside and then we go back to the heart and send gratitude. And it's not a gratitude for this and that. It's not a gratitude to this person or that person or any reason. The gratitude that is just plain gratitude, it hits very, very deep because it encompasses all. So this is, again, another thing that we are practicing that the world does not know of. You know? So as I was talking to the kids, say somebody does you a favor and you say, thank you. That is being great, thankfulness, and that is protocol, is not gratitude. Gratitude is when even the person does not do what you want them to do, and you cut it off from reacting or feeling sad or disappointed or self-condemnation or this and that. So the way we say gratitude is very, very timeless, bottomless. This is why it's so effective, like Niloufar was saying. Because it's not a limited gratitude. It's not a business gratitude. It's just gratitude. And it's not to an imaginary God. It is to that. To that which just is.
Go ahead, Mandana.
Sure. I just wanted to also
say, I cannot thank you enough for what I feel, which is a complete sense of wellness, regardless of what happens around me these days. And this is even a complete change from a month ago, or even a week ago. The practice of Are You With Me does miracles for me. It's something that completely removes anything worldly and takes me back inside. And my feeling of wellness, I have noticed it really has impacted people around me. And I cannot thank you enough, because it was not long ago when I could not even imagine this feeling. And I sometimes wonder what happened. It was just a miracle. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate it.
I'm very happy to hear that. I'm very happy. We are all miracles to the eyes of the world. We all are. Impossible cases break to beautiful flowers. And I had many impossible cases, including myself. Yes, Are You With Me? Once you become a intimate friend with it, like I said so many times in different classes, Are You With Me was one of the very first one that I did 100 times a day. I would not move without that. And it always shed light in my life. And I'm glad you're benefiting from it.
Hi, Sad June. It's Little Flower. I have a similar sharing to everyone sharing. For the longest time in our time together, where you would always tell me, you're under the grace, there's grace, you're being looked after, trust, everything is always looked after, you're going to be okay, everybody's going to be okay. And there was never that I didn't believe you. It's just that my experience of it was a little bit different, because my experience of fear kind of dominated a lot of times. And I shared this with you on Sunday. Some time back, I wrote in my journal that all of those that you were always telling me, what if they were all true? And what if I didn't experience the extent or the depth of their truth during this time? And lately, I feel that they really are all true. That everything that you said to me all along about the grace, being under the grace, being looked after the grace, my family being under the grace, I experienced it. And for me now, it's not what if they are true. For me now, it's how could they not be true? And I just wanted to thank you for that, Sachi.
Thank you, Little Flower. Glad to hear that. So many beautiful news. Now, if it's so beautiful to see that anyone that is touched
سلام تامینی جان، go ahead.
I'm sorry, Satchana. I was just going to say all of the sharing and everything you said about this gratefulness is so wonderful that every time I put my hands on my chest and I say thank you, everything that you said is happened, but also I get a connection feeling. I get connected from inside. If something happened that is hard to explain, but every time I do that, connection is happening. So that's why I know that, you know, I see you, I see divinity in you, because I know that everything that comes out of your mouth is not from here. You are not from here, Guru Nidra. You are something, you are heaven. You are a grace of God that God sent us to us. And we are treasured you. I love you so much. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy for your life and for your patience and for your persistence and for your practice and for your heart. Her sharing reminded me to, not reminded me because I didn't have any thought before that. You know, all of us prayed to God. All of us did rituals, including myself, for years. All of us did all sorts of things that are pleasing. All of us tried to be kind and considerate and all of that. But isn't that amazing that all of us now realize that the source of all their worship and ritual and faith and all of that is coming back to our own existence. This is confidence. This is a true confidence, not a confidence on personality that is shaky and any moment can break in pieces. This is the confidence that Sai Baba talks about. Is not a personal confidence. It is confidence that I am, the home is within me, that I can say, are you with me, and feel the movement. I can trust and feel the promise opening up. I can be quiet and feel the divinity within myself. I can see it in my own life. These are from many lifetimes of worship and devotion and rituals, mostly rituals. Because devotion is not a bad thing. It sprung from a divine love, but rituals. So many people do so many things to get to this point. So many gods they have to worship, so many things they have to do, as I have even in this lifetime, to have the grace to say, wait a minute, now you are deserving of knowing who you are.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you for our last night conversation over the phone. Just wanted to tell you that today when I woke up, I felt like all the heavy load that I felt like carrying it for the last few days, all of a sudden it was off my shoulder and I felt like breathing again. And I could tell that by just I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. Looking at my kids and my husband, they also felt that I was much happier in the morning. Even though it seemed like a very short conversation. But I don't know, it had such a good effect on me that today I woke up and I felt like I was breathing again. I felt like myself. Yes. Also, after I talked to you, I was able to talk to Mandana, and I wanted to thank her as well, which I actually, we all owe it to you, because the reason Mandana is like this is because of you, and I really appreciate that. And you do not believe how she, the way she is, the way she is handling everything, and I know Mandana is listening right now, how helpful it was for Momak and I to go through this kind of, you know, this tough time. Like, and I wanted just to thank you again. I really appreciate that.
Oh, I'm so glad, because your voice is so different. The voice is full of gratitude, full of joy. This is exactly the way the life was meant to be. God is very happy. So when we are not allowing the happiness to come to the surface because we have forgotten who we are, I'm so glad that you are feeling the relief, and I was thinking about you. I want you to know that today, and I was sending you love. Thank you. And I really am very, very happy for the grace that has transformed your sister to a point that now she can really be an older sister and assist the whole family. And you will be one of those too in short time. We are like a torch that, as our light gets brighter, we really affect the whole family and the whole community around. This is the most harmless way of serving the world, is the way we're serving it. It always happens in the home first. There is a saying in Farsi, kimi dune ino?
Chiraghi ke be khane ravast, be masjid haram ast.
Meaning that if you can set your own home right, you don't need to go to the mosque and try to fix that or something like that. Anyway, guys, we are coming to the end of our chat. What a beautiful, beautiful chat. Instead of opening our luggage, we opened our joy and gratitude. Amen. Namaste to all of you. Have a wonderful week.